With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP Representative Tom McClintock of California says President Biden has been a disaster on immigration policy.
Under the Biden administration, we have seen the largest illegal mass migration in our history, overwhelming our social services, our public schools, our public hospitals.
McClintock, a member of the House Border Security Caucus. Also at SRNnews.com, congressional leaders unveiling a stopgap spending bill that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th. Correspondent Ben Thomas says that bill contains significant outlays for emergency aid for hurricane victims and farmers.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits.
Net farm income is projected to decline 4.1% this year after falling 19.4% the year before, but from record highs in 2022. Johnson indicated more farm aid could be delivered in the next Congress. Passage of the measure is one of the final actions lawmakers will consider before adjourning for the holidays and making way for the next Congress.
The proposed bill is the second short-term funding measure the lawmakers have taken up this fall as they struggle to pass the dozen annual appropriations bills before the new fiscal year began October 1st, as they typically do. The mystery continues over the large number of drones that have been reported flying over New Jersey in recent weeks, and more have been spotted recently over other states, some as big as a car. In health news, a person in Louisiana, has the first severe illness caused by bird flu in the U.S. The patient had been in contact with sick and dead birds in backyard flocks. The Dow is up 150 points, the NASDAQ ahead 49. This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel closing its embassy in Ireland over the latter country's support for the Palestinians. The decision comes in response to what Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. Israel recalled its ambassador to Dublin after Ireland announced, along with Norway, Spain, and Slovenia, that it would recognize a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump has selected Herschel Walker to serve as the U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas.
In a Tuesday social media announcement, Mr. Trump hailed Walker as a successful businessman, philanthropist, and former Heisman Trophy winner. Walker was a football star for the University of Georgia and played for four NFL teams during a 12-year career. Despite name recognition and Trump endorsement, Walker did not unseat incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock during the 2020 midterm elections. In a separate announcement for U.S. Ambassador to Croatia, Mr. Trump is nominating art collector Nicole McGraw to serve in that post. Both positions require Senate confirmation. George Williams reporting.
Republicans will still be in charge when the Wisconsin legislature returns in January, but will have the narrowest majorities in years now. Both sides, they're eyeing the state's massive $4 billion budget surplus. More details at SRNnews.com.